The law firms, the company law departments, and the vendors are all, they're all riding the copy and paste train. They're all sort of committed to recycling the current dysfunction, because with change comes considerable pain. LegalZoom. One thing LegalZoom is known for is perhaps having a certain moxie, a willingness to do what is perhaps not the obvious choice. And furthermore, I thought that there was a good chance that they were less committed to the status quo. They hadn't invested in some vast repository of traditional contract language, and so were willing to give it a fresh take. And that turned out to, in fact, be the case.
And so I took upon myself to say, if I had my choice to get a cadre of lawyers that were working inside of LegalZoom to build a system that we could then maybe port out as a platform of people and technology to lawyers, or if I could do that in an independent law firm, right, an alternative business structure that still was funded by LegalZoom, then we could do a better job of showing the world that this isn't an alternative to law. This is law. Oftentimes, like, you take a look at everything from a will or a trust, or take a look at a lot of things that lawyers do. It's not until there's a challenge that's met until you actually see the value and the quality of the work done.
The role of expertise is a slightly tricky one, in that you have to have the expertise. And I think it's also important to be seen to have the expertise. When I see people working with contracts, I ask myself, who's behind that? And generally, you don't know who's behind that. It's this kind of mystery meat expertise. And I don't trust that. And I don't see why anyone should trust that. You want to know what the ingredients are that you're buying.
I wonder, if you look at it from the lawyer's eyes, you know what you're always going to see? They need legal help, right? If you look at it through an accountant's eyes, they're always going to need tax help. If you look at it through an HR person's eyes, they need to make sure their policies are really good and they get their employment stuff's right. If you look at it through someone else's eyes, right, insurance, they're underinsured. The problem is that no one's really looking at it from the entrepreneur's eyes except the entrepreneur. And so the idea here, if we step back to the 30,000 foot view, is how do we make an ecosystem where small business owners feel that they can thrive without constantly worried that they're going to trip over something they can't see? And then give them tools so that they don't have to worry about those things and they can focus on the thing that they care about, which is their business.
In terms of doing something new, we already know that LegalZoom is prepared for novelty. One nice thing about the small business market is they don't have, invested in the status quo. They're starting out. They need help, and we can give them contracts that do the job effectively without their second guessing them in terms of, we have this traditional stuff on hand. Why don't we use that?
I think everything's on the table. And I think the most important thing is giving an entrepreneur at the beginning and later maybe a consumer a feeling that they like there is a place to go that where they, you know, it's Cheers, right? It's where everyone knows my name. It's where they care about my business. And it's where I know I can afford it. I know it's going to be great. And I know it's going to be easy, right? This is what people are looking for. You know, starting a business is climbing Mount Everest, and you shouldn't do that by yourself. You shouldn't do it without training. You shouldn't do it without a Sherpa or oxygen or equipment or supplies. And the fact of the matter is it's a massive undertaking to start a small business. And if you can load people up with the information and the tools and the technology and the people to help them, I believe, and this might be a bold statement, that we could see more small businesses succeed than fail. I've made the statement, our CEO John Suss made the statement, that medicine without a doctor somewhere in it is not real medicine, and law without a lawyer in it somewhere is not real law. There are some things that I'm comfortable doing around my house myself. There are some things I am not. There are some things in the middle where I thought I was confident until I got shocked. Then I knew I wasn't confident. And I think what we're talking about here is having the guidance all the way through so that before you get that shock, you've got someone on your shoulder tapping you going, you know what? You may not want to put that screwdriver there. One single employee lawsuit can take them out of business. They go right from operating and being an employer to being back looking for a job. And so figuring out ways to give people more preventative medicine, which we do not do in law, let's just be honest, giving a little more preventative medicine will save not just the entrepreneur themselves, but guess what else? I think it saves the court system, which is packed full of people who didn't have a contract or maybe had a crappy contract and don't know how to fix it. You know, an expert system, as you know, has many, many parts to it. And you know, there's the part where the expert says, I've given you the expertise you need to do it. And then there's parts where, you know, you need to kind of turn it over and let the expert really help.